Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to Thursday Night Open Mic live on the Poetic Energy Network show. I am your host, Ms. Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. I am so happy tonight that the time is winding down for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards to take place here in Canton, Michigan, September 29th. We are so looking forward to that day. We have some amazing talents that will be lighting up the stage that night, and we are so excited. It got here so quick, and we look forward to so many, many beautiful faces just, you know, just giving us a show, sharing with us their many, many talents. I'm so thankful to have so many people that are coming through and have accepted invitations to come and share with us on that night. We certainly appreciate so many of them. Tonight, as we've been saying each week, because this is a month where we're having the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, we're just going to be playing many of the tracks that by some of our ranking nominees, as well as we will take a few calls and let you also share your talents for tonight. But nevertheless, we are going to keep it going and keep everything emerging from the world of poetry. All right, and we're going to get it started. We may share some of our ranking nominees are vocalists as well, so we are going to share some of those talented tracks tonight and just hope you just really sit back and and fellowship tonight. All right, we are going to get it started with one of our ranking artists, and it's great to get it started off with Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn. He is just a phenomenal poet and author, and he's coming out with his second book, his first book of novel, and we are so excited for him and his accomplishments. We are just excited that he will be performing on our stage in Canton, Michigan this September 29th, and he also happens to be one of our ranking nominees. And you're about to understand why that is. I'm going to play his track, The Promise of Love, by Alvin Lloyd Horn.
When you hurt everyone who loved you and resisted anyone who's tried, and when you stop and look at all the hearts you've broken, baby, with all your deceitful lies, tell me
who you're gonna run to, where you're gonna hide.
Who you're gonna run to, baby?
Who you're gonna run to, where you're gonna hide.
Where you're gonna hide.
Who you're gonna run to, where you're gonna hide.
Your beauty is so amazing that I can testify. But real beauty is more than just a pretty face. It's what you have inside. So tell me
who you're
love. Knowing the love that lives inside, I want the promise of your love. I want to feel and look and the touch of your love. I want the love you can give. Don't leave me waiting, wanting your love.
Your beauty is so amazing that I can testify. But real beauty is more than just a pretty face. It's what you have inside. So tell me,
who you're gonna run to, where you're gonna hide.
That you go home to, and true love is just standing here outside. I was sent here just to love you, baby, but all you got to do is look in my eyes.
Welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station. We're holding it down on yet another Thursday night open mic live, as we've been doing for this month of September, because we're working our way up for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, which will be held September 29th. We are keeping our ranking artists in rotation. We will take some calls, because I know some poets still want to come through and share in their poetry live. However, we are dedicating this week this month to those ranking nominees who will be performing or are either doing both, performing and are ranking nominees for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. And we are going to remind you very quickly before we put another track into play We're going to remind you very quickly of what commercial we're talking, what event we're talking about. We have our little commercial here play, and we want you to take a listen here because it's just going to be a phenomenal time that day, because we just really, we are so excited that the day has come so quickly, and it's just like we were just planning it yesterday, and it just, the time just flew on by. But we're going to play the commercial really quickly and come on back with some more spoken word and music for you on the Poetic Energy Network station.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. That was our commercial for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards coming up this September 29th, which is next Saturday. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We're going to play some music from one of our amazing artists and who happens to be also a ranking nominee. And someone that I truly admire her work. She is one phenomenal vocalist. Her voice is just absolutely beautiful. And she happens to be nominated in two of our categories of the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. This is a recording artist. She is just a phenomenal lady. She comes from Detroit. She travels with the artist Kim. And I know everybody knows Kim, but everybody also knows El Renee. And so we're going to play my favorite piece by her is Reflection. So we're going to play that right now. It's all right to reflect every now and again. All right, we're going to play this very quickly for you, Detroit, and our global listeners. Take a listen in.
I can't wait to see you do it when I do it, I do it to you, hey.
right, all right, all right, Detroit and our global listeners. That was Miss L. Renee with Reflections. Now, you know, you have to agree with me that she deserves being one of the Spoken Word Billboard's ranking nominees because she has such a lovely voice. And I'm so happy and proud for her. She told me that this was the first time she was ever nominated for anything and that she will be in attendance through her busy schedule at the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards. And I am so excited for that, that she confirmed that for me. I'm so looking forward to having her there and looking forward to be a great evening. We're going to keep the show going here. And like I said, you guys, I see some of you on the switchboard. We so welcome you and thank you for your presence here on the Poetic Energy Network station. I want to send a shout-out to Miss Kelly in the chat room. I so appreciate your presence and your support. And we are going to continue what we started tonight, and that is for us to have a grand night with celebrating our ranking nominees and their amazing work that they put into their craft. It takes a lot to be able to put words together and make it all make sense or to make people feel your emotion behind what you write. And the same with music. It takes a lot of a person to be able to put their words together and formulate a song, and it just comes and flows so beautifully. And I just want to congratulate all of our ranking nominees for a job well done and being recognized for an outstanding job for your accomplishments with your craft. All right, we're going to take it to another track for you. And this sister also is a ranking nominee, and she's one of our ranking nominees in the erotic poetry section. And we're just going to take a listen. This is one of her pieces that she's put together, and we're going to share that with you this evening. All right, now.
Place your tongue where my rivers run deep. Long strokes, warm and wet, I want to leap. Leap right out of my skin as my body shudders. Shudders beneath you as you continue the lashing that you give. Inserting your tongue, slow and wet, arching my back, all of you I get. The moment becomes very still as you whisper, please don't move. You're creating your own groove. Slowly I feel your dick in my ultimate space. Throbbing thick, soft as lace. Now you stroke me with a dick in demand. Slow, then fast, ramming your dick as far as it will go. Giving me orgasm after orgasm, starting the flow. I compose myself as now it's my turn. Ready to fulfill my inner burn. Taking your dick deep inside, my ultimate position, the ultimate ride. Your dick reaches places, expanding spaces that only you can. Hitting the ultimate G-spot, my biggest fan. I tighten my muscles around the head of your dick and slowly massage your pleasure stick. Before you explode, my mouth is now in charge. Licking and sucking as your dick returns large. My tongue explores from the head to the base. Then it's time to return to my candy case. To slowly stroke your dick while stroking my clit. The intensity of the flow we have, my teeth as they grit. We both scream out, I'm coming right now. The understatement to describe this style. You embrace me and hold on tight as the explosion begins and goes on into the night.
Well, all right, Detroit, that was raw and uncut, and that was Miss Dawn Blanchard, Miss AKA Deep Rivers, and she is one of our ranking nominees for the erotic poetry Central and Erotic Poetry section. And we wish her well in perhaps bringing home the Covenant Award on September 29th. We have so many other artists in that category. And I'm just looking forward to the smiling faces, the screaming sounds from hearing people's names being called. So, you know, I'm wishing her well in bringing home the award. All right, we are going to, you know, just very, very quickly go over, share with you some of the ranking nominees we did last week. To remind you, I think we stopped off on category 11. So we're going to take it with category 12, which is the Spoken Word Award for Magazine of the Year. Some of those nominees are Darren B. Rankins with Pure Thoughts Magazine, Kamani Imani with Bless the Mic Magazine, Secret Emotions with the Spoken Word Magazine, Move Magazine, Scribblers, Screamers, and Other Word Slingers Magazine. Category 13, Spoken Word Award for Humanitarian of the Year, Mystique the Poet with her Care Bear Project, Mama Soul, Mind Soul Wilson, Advocate for Cancer Issues, Sonia Renee Taylor, a.k.a. Nikki Benedez, Advocate for Women, Hakeem Crampton with the HAPE, Helping All People Excel. Category 14, Spoken Word Award for Hip Hop Artist of the Year, Zach One, Poet X Detroit, and Real Flames and Furious. Category 15, Spoken Word Award for Young Adult Individual Collaborative Artist for the Year, Autumn Ashante, Inside Out Detroit, Citywide Poets, Rihanna Barnes, and Mariana Burton, Two Mummies, and Jake Davis with Favorite Color. Category 16, Spoken Word Artist with Best Poetic Pigment Expression Poem or Collection is Mark the Poet with his collection, A Train Ride of My Thoughts. Carla Johnson with I Used to Be a Hypocrite. Israel the Poet with Arizona and Skills. Sonia Renee with What Women Deserve. Marie, two more categories and we're going to save the rest for next week. Category 17 is Spoken Word Art Award for Best Perfect Bound Collection all in All Literature. Salvatore Battitucci with his collection 200 Shorts. Angela Nichols with Living My Romantic Comedy. Michael Hansen with Jubilant Whispers. Monica Marie Jones with Floss. And Category 18, Spoken Word Award for Best Male Vocalist, Laurie Epwich with Average Brother, Kristen with Get Her Number, and Dwell with What Process? All right. Those are some of the categories that we have for the upcoming Spoken Word Billboard Awards ceremony, which will be held September 29th. We're going to let you hear some of these talented people very shortly. And we're going to, you know, so you will know and hear for yourself that these people deserve to be nominated in these categories. If these people got there on their own merit, it's just amazing that so many of the poets, they are using their poetry to be a voice in the community. You know, one of the nominees, Mystique the Poet, I highly admire that sister. I've never met her in person, but I've been, you know, watching her work, and it's just amazing to be able to go into a children's hospital and change their lives forever with just the mere words and expressions of poetry and just sharing and caring with, you know, giving of yourself and making this a ministry. A lot of times people think that ministry is just about being in a pulpit, but ministry is so much more than, you know, than that. You know, Cole, you know, if you, by all means, if you are meant to be in a pulpit, yes, all right. But, you know, God gives us all many different talents, and he uses us all in many different ways. For me, it may be poetry. For me, for another person, it may be in a pulpit. For another person, it may be in their singing. For another person, it may be, you know, it's just so many different ways that people are used. And he don't give us these talents just because, you know, we obviously had to have at some point to embrace and find within ourselves what that talent was within us. so many of us, we learn early on in our life that we're meant to sing because we feel it. We, you know, that kind of, that feeling and that unction comes from a higher power. You have to agree with that. Even if a person doesn't believe there is a God, you have to recognize that whatever talent that you has to come from a higher power. And we sometimes recognize our talents early on, and sometimes we don't recognize until it's much later in life. But the point is, we recognize that we use it to be a blessing to others in so many ways, that our talents that we have are meant to bless other people. And so, you know, it's just an honor for me to be able to have the Spoken Word Billboard Awards and honor so many talented people who need to be recognized, should be recognized, deserve to be recognized. And with that being said, I'm going to play another piece by one of these deserving artists. We wish we could, you know, get everybody the award, but unfortunately we can't. But we're definitely going to make sure that this year the award goes to the right person and the right woman and the right man at the given time, because there's always next year. All right, we're going to play this piece by, I happen to really love this piece by this young man. And actually has a couple of different ones that I like of his. And but this one I particularly like. This brother Israel with his piece Arizona Tea and Skittles. Check his talents out, y'all.
So truth is, I don't even know what to write. I mean, what did you want me to say? First Sean Bell, now Trayvon, and the list just seems to go on and on. Arizona sweet tea has now become a black man's death sentence. Skittles, taste your doom. Feels like they want us all face down in a bloody pool. Yellow tape. What can we possibly do when our cries for help aren't answered? When our protests and petitions are ignored? When our voice isn't heard? We are burying too many kings and queens. These godless beings have an agenda to make us all extinct, but I hear it. I hear it in the wind, in the rustle of the trees, war drums in the breeze, when I rise from my knees, that our help is unseen. It's time to ante up. When our little brothers and sisters, baby cousins, nieces and nephews become casualties, we in a war. This beast knows his time is done. His last stance is to attack our young. While we so busy looking to the hills from which our help come, he coming through our backyard with guns drawn. It bothers me when every poem written is in honor of a slain son. So I cry to the moon at night, praying for just one little sign. The concrete is literally hung over from our blood. When you can't turn to those sworn to protect and serve, wickedness is the new swagger. They wear it like a new trend. They red bottoms ain't a new fashion statement. They bottoms are red from stepping onto the blood-stained streets that my people lay on. Their fingers and footprints will forever bear witness to these ongoing massacres, not from a war zone overseas miles and miles away, no, but right here on this American soil. We've been in civil war. Excuse me, I meant modern warfare, but this shit is real. Ain't no games being played in these trenches, babies being snatched away. What possibly do you want me to say when at night I'm haunted by gunshots and 911 tapes? But since they want us to retaliate, let this serve as a final warning to those plotting my people's demise. This isn't a poem, it's prophecy. A storm is coming. And it will wait for you at your front door. For what you sow, you must reap. And your harvest is cursed, for survival is in our DNA. So I pray that you ask for forgiveness to whatever God you serve. Because you have cast a check that your ass can't pay. And I promise you, Skittles or Arizona sweet tea won't endorse you.
All right, all right, all right. That was Mr. Israel with Arizona Tea and Skittles. All right. He broke it down plain and clear. He is also one of our ranking nominees on the spoken word Billboard charts. And a very talented brother. It's just, you know, it's just so much talent out there. And we just looking forward to the year to come to just keep recognizing these wonderful, talented people. Because everybody will have their day when they are meant to shine. And I'm hoping that, you know, one day he gets his day and everybody else as well. All right, we're going to keep the show going. I do see a couple of hands. I'm going to play one more track and then we'll take some calls here. Because I just want people to embrace all the talented people that have been nominated in our on our Spoken Word Billboard charts. And we are going to play one of the tracks from a Michigan poet, Mr. Hakeem Cransom, with Who Am I?, which happens to be a ranking nominee in two categories. And we wish him well in taking home the award here. So let's check him out and let us know what you think.
Who am I? Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
Who am I? Am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set.
Who am I?
Who am I? I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rise of armies,
who am I?
And yet I never fall.
Who am I? Who am
I? I am the empire of generations.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the all of the universe that it can contain.
Who am I?
I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix.
Who am I?
I am the eternal past.
Who am I?
I am the now and the beginning.
Who am I?
I am that time that never ceases.
Who am I? Who am I?
I move rapidly through the universe.
Who am I?
At the speed of light. Before there was light,
who am I?
I traveled swiftly.
Who am I?
My life,
who am
is
I?
The origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed,
who am I?
That descends from my pedigree.
Who am I?
The universe writes my history.
Who am I?
Through the signs and symbols of the stars.
Who am I?
Casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am the discovered one.
Who am I?
I am that neo light.
Who am I?
That never dims.
Who am I?
The moon borrows its glow from my existence.
Who am I?
I have been courted by the galaxy.
Who am I?
I am the nearest star. And yet I am that universe beyond.
Who am I?
I am the source of the seed of life.
Who am I?
a life germ that grows, grows under my spell. I am the season of time and nature. I am the wind over the sea. I am the hurricane in the ocean. I am the tornado over the land. And yet I am the breeze that comforts. I am the grass that grows. I am the cornfield. I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself. For that is the eternal one of the one. He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
All right, Detroit and all I go, but listen, if you heard it, full in effect, that was Mr. Hakeem Prantom with Who Am I, which has been nominated in on our Billboard charts, and we certainly wish him well in winning the award. You just never know how things are going to go, but we're wishing everybody well in potentially winning the award, and just know that all of you deserve it. Only one can win it, but again, remember there's always next year. All right, we're going to keep it going. We're going to take a caller, and then we're going to go back and play some more tracks just to try to get everybody in tonight. We have a couple of people with their hands raised up, so we'll get to you tonight. We'll take this first one and then get back into some of the tracks. Caller from the 202 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, Poetic E, this is Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Larry, how's it going?
It's going all right. Just taking in everything. I was going to do something to promote. I'm very happy to be a part of it. I got some of a heavy heart tonight because they say things happen in threes, and I just wrote this piece. I just got word of, two deaths and one possible one. So I wanted to dedicate this piece to the people that, passed over, as well as I'm going to dedicate my performance at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards to them. And, of course, I'll call in a little bit, but I'm not going to take much time.
Okay, all right.
Today they say things happen in threes. Well, today there were three deaths of people that were close or distant in one way or another. This is just a reminder of how short life can be and how much we take for granted. It goes back to what I said before, here today, gone tomorrow. But we fail to cherish the ones amongst us, and once they die, we're full of sorrow. So I dedicate this piece to my friends whose father is about to pass. I dedicate this piece to my dear college friend and former roommate who I just got word an hour ago that his breath was his last. I say condolences to my dear friend's father whose daughter passed away at 23. This just wanted to God to send messages from above. That the ones we take for granted are the ones we strongly need to love. It is so scary that we are really living in the last days. So it is time to wake up and change our wicked ways. So I end this by silent prayer. God bless the families of the deceased just mentioned, and to any others not known that were not mentioned. Please change our hearts and minds and remove bitterness from our hearts and minds. transition us into the ultimate spiritual beings that we were meant to be spiritually minded. God is the ruler of all things. Amen. And that's
Amen.
My piece.
All right. That, you know, well, I felt that piece. You said someone just, you just got word someone passed on.
What'd you say?
I said you just got word someone passed on.
My dear college friend and roommate. I have a friend. He's been very supportive of my music from day one since we were 18, hanging around. His father is about to pass away. So he got word of that today. And then another friend of both the family's daughter, they passed on at 23. So, you know. Just one of those things. But other than that, you know, I feel good and
that's wonderful. We're glad you share that piece with us. It is difficult to sometimes. We were just speaking about how words and poetry just ministers to people at the most appropriate time, and for you to write a piece in their honor, that's wonderful. Although we normally clap for you, but this is the moment that we'll just, you know, clap for you in silence and just, you know, be in the moment.
I'm going to pick up the spirits before I go because I know you got a show to do. But I'm going to just give a little piece and just dedicate it to all of them and dedicate this to everybody. Here we go. I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. And I've made some bad ones. The fact is through my life and stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now and I'm singing a song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, and darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me, baby. Can't you see through me? You came out in front when I was hiding. And now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody of my love in the hiding. There you go.
Wow, boy. Now, y'all, I just want y'all to know that is one of our ranking nominees, and if you do not know why he's been ranking on the chart, now you know. All right, Lori, I'm just so rooting for you. You just
Thank
don't
you
know.
So
you definitely deserve to be recognized because your voice is just one of a kind. That's all
well,
I'm
thank
saying.
You. And your show is one of a kind. Thank you for letting us, opening the door. And once again, everybody give this poetic Eve Michelle Alpha her props for being the force for putting on this show. I'm honored to be a part of it. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm getting my soup ready, getting my CDs pressed up, you know, in between working. I'm pulling my hair out, but it's all worth it. I'm going to see my mother before I catch the flight to get an anointing oil prayer, everything. So, you know.
All right.
Really great.
Yes. All right. We certainly thank you for gracing our show tonight with your lovely voice. And we can't wait to meet you and see you and hear you, most of all.
Thank you. Can't wait.
All right. That was Mr. Larry Edwards on the mic. We have 13 more minutes remaining in the show, so we're going to keep it going and get some more tracks in from some of our other nominees here. We have Miss Jill Scott. Now, everybody know who Jill Scott is. Well, we notify their people. We don't know if they're going to come. You just never know with celebrities, but it ain't nothing wrong with inviting them because you never know someday. All right, we're going to play actually one of her pieces that got her on our spoken word charts. How about that? And we're going to play that real quickly, very, very quickly. This is the Woman Manifesto by Miss Jill Scott.
Clearly, I am not a fat ass. I am active brain and lip smacking peach deep, sometimes too aggressive in its honesty, and heart sweet that loves wholly and completely whom it may choose, whomever it may choose. I am not gonna lie and pacify. I am arms to hold. I am lips to speak. I am a Moroccan G. Strong legs that stroll off the 33 bus or out of a money green phantom comfortably. Knees that bend to pray, clean from Ajax washings. Hair that is thick and soft. Thighs that betwixt an amazing all expense grand prize. I am eyes that sing, smile that brightens, touch that rings and supplies euphoric release. I am a grand dame queen beast. I am warm, I am peace. From the roads of Botswana, from 23rd Street, from the inside, third eye, ever watching this wicked, wicked system of things I do see. I am friend to pen and a lover of strong women, a diamond to men. I am curious and interested like children. I welcome the wise to teach, appreciator of my culture, thick, not just from bone dense and eat. I have a rhythm in my ways and a practice in my seek. And yes, I do crave the rhythm of my space with a man that rejoices in God's grace. With faith, I do hear to listen to hands that fist when force pushes to shove and your ego won't submit. I am gifted. I am all of this. And indeed, the shit. Clearly, I am not just an ass.
All right, you heard it, y'all. That was Miss Jill Scott. All right, that phenomenal piece definitely deserved a spot on our charts. And like I said, we send an invitation and an invite, but you know, celebrities have to do their thing, but you never know who's going to show up. So ain't nothing wrong with inviting y'all. All right, this is just the first annual, but we're expecting great things and from now into the future. Amazing thing, we got word from our state representative, Miss Alberta Tinsley Talabi. She is definitely going to be in the front row seat of the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and we are very honored to have her coming to our great event. Her people contacted us today and put a seal on it, so I'm so excited for her being present with us. Years ago, when I was just a little teeny bopper in the real estate industry, she was a councilwoman at the time, and she had given me an award. And I thought it was just the most appropriate for her wonderful accomplishments in the community. She has been just a force, a powerful force in the community, doing all that she can in the city of Detroit and communities abroad, just really helping the youth, helping building the community back up. And it's just an honor, truly an honor, to honor her with our Community Leader of the Year Award. So we are just, you know, I hope that I don't cry all over the place when we honor her that night, but it's just certainly an honor to be able to return the favor and the blessings many years after she had awarded me. It's just amazing to be able to do that and show love and appreciation toward people who have positively impacted your life. I was in my late 20s, but she really, really impacted my life and just really motivated me even more because when a person recognizes you for doing something that you already were just doing because it's your job to do, and it's just a wonderful feeling for somebody else to recognize you when you're not even knowing that they're even watching you. So I certainly appreciate her and look forward to our state representative, Alberta Talabi Tinsley. Tinsley Talabi, I always get it mixed up around, but I'm going to get it right then. That she will be present at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and we look forward to so many of you being there. Make sure you go out and get your tickets. You can purchase your tickets. The Village Theater in Canton, Michigan website, you just find the event, Spoken Word Billboard Awards, click on the link, and you can buy a ticket if you just want to support us and buy a ticket for someone else that can attend. If you can't attend, by all means, feel free to do that. We would love you forever for it. And, you know, just to keep in mind that the Spoken Word Billboard is not just about giving out awards, but it will be about so much more. Our efforts will stem over into being able to give scholarships to venues, poetic venues, artists, and things of that nature. We can only commit to once per year being able to do that until we get more people involved with that. But it's just amazing that we're able to do that as one of the incentives, you know, behind what we want to also to do in conjunction of doing the awards each year, is being able to be a blessing to those venues who struggle to try to put together a venue and showcase the talents of so many others. And we want to be able to bless them in that way. With that being said, we got a little bit more time to play some more tracks from our ranking nominees. And here's one of my favorites, Mr. Yancey in the jazz, the musical muse category of jazz. He's been, he ranked in that category with this particular piece, with Remember. Thank you. All right, welcome back to Detroit and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. That was Yancey with I Remember. We have another artist that we want to, one of our ranking nominees that made it onto our charts, and this is a phenomenal sister. She's the chart star, Musical Muse, the soul category, and I'm so looking forward to her traveling here from Tennessee to share with us in the moment, and hopefully she is a winner of one of the coveted awards that evening. And I'm going to play Miss Jamise Cox with All of Me.
I'll be
right. You heard All of Me by Jamise Cox, which is one of our ranking nominees for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. And you guys have to agree that she deserves to be a nominee. All right, we're going to take the very last call because, you know, we have run out of time, but we're still streaming. So I'm going to take this one last call, and we're going to call it a night after that. All right, caller from the 252 area code. You're on the air with Ms. Poeki. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, good evening. It's Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you, dear?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? I don't have a piece tonight. I just wanted to congratulate you for making it happen, for just all of your accomplishments, really, you know, just and then honoring the spoken word artists and even the musicians and the singers. I mean, it's really a great thing. So I wanted to congratulate you, and I'm hoping that there will be a DVD that the family can purchase sometime in the future, you know, especially the ones of those of us that can't make it.
Absolutely, absolutely. We do have that in the making. Look forward to taping that really well and being able to distribute that for you guys. Thank you so much for just saying those kind words, and I totally appreciate you always for supporting the show, because you are a great supporter of the show, and I love it anytime that you're able to come in. You really bless our heart and our spirits with your unique brand of poetry. So I just so love you for that and appreciate you.
Thank you. Likewise. All right. Well, you all have a wonderful night. And yes, again, congratulations.
Thank you so much, my dear sister. All right. That was Miss Jacqueline Rome. I so appreciate her. She always comes through to the show and sharing her voice and poetry. I certainly appreciate her and all the poets that hang out with us. A lot of times, so I'm just calling to listen, because you can kind of get burnt out going from venue to venue, from radio show to radio show. Sometimes you want to take a back seat and just relax and listen, and that's all right, too. So we certainly appreciate all of you for just tuning in tonight. There were quite a bit of you, and we certainly thank you for that. We thank all of those who were able to sign into the chat room with us. We certainly appreciate your continued support. We hope to see many of you at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards this September 29th at the Canton Theater in Canton, Michigan, in the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, address 400 Cherry Hill Road in Canton, Michigan. You want tickets, 734-394-5300. You can call the box office. They're available on the Canton Theater's website, as well as if you're local here, you can get them for myself or one of our team members, Ms. Kelly Smith, Mr. Quincy L. Lewis, or Lori Rossier, Ms. Latonda Simmons. We have so many people out there, so if you know any of those people personally, you can certainly get a ticket from them as well. But it's safe to say that you can purchase them online. We know that a lot of people are going to purchase their tickets at the door at the box office, because people just love being able to do that, and that's what it's there for. That way people ensure that they have their tickets, won't lose them. They come right to the facility and just purchase their tickets, and we love that too, because that means that you're there if you're purchasing a ticket. So we love you, and we look forward to seeing you, and we're going to call it a good night and take it out here with some music. All right, with Mr. Jamie Foxx. You guys have a rest of a great rest of the weekend, and I'm going to be still on my grind, working up to the very last minute, trying to pull this all together like it should be. You know, everything has a little quirks and bumps and here and there, but we are still going to go through and press on. This is just the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and we look for many more to come. All right, with that being said, Mr. Jamie, we're going to take it out with Mr. Jamie Foxx, but I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
You're not destroying all my
this shorty caught my eye. I asked her for her name. She gave me no reply. She left me standing there with arrows in my heart. But yet and still I'm wanting her. And later on that week while driving in my car, I could have sworn I saw that shorty walking out the bar. I thought she glanced at me while I was staring from above. Or is my young mind just wishing? I don't know why. It's strange pleasure though from going through this pain, and like a ghost I'm haunting her. I often fantasize about walking hand in hand, but I don't know her name or if she's got a man. And the only thing that gives me hope to stay is maybe one day she'll.